Heavy equipment was on the scene of the previous night's derailment, slowly working to set up for the eventual pumping of remaining ethanol from two cars involved in the wreck. A liquid propane tanker was also on the train, but that did not leak. At the peak of the incident, up to 120 firefighters from various companies were on the scene. Ripley Fire Chief Mark Smith says some came from well east of there.
Chautauqua County is fortunate enough to have a foam trailer that the state of New York gave us, and there's also one in Olean. The folks from the city of Olean brought theirs down, and they also came and brought the one from the city of Elmira down.
An estimated 80 homes were evacuated. About a half dozen people were still inside the sanctuary at Ripley Methodist Church. All but one were sleeping. The lone person who was still awake was Javier, who was playing with his handheld electronic device, something he could bring on very short notice.
Fireman came to our door around 11. He rang the doorbell and knocked on the door, told us that we had to evacuate the house.
So you guys have been here all night. So what were your feelings as you were being told you have to evacuate?
At first I was kind of nervous, but after staying here for a couple hours, I got used to it.
Chief Smith said displaced people will not be allowed back into their homes until the propane tanker is lifted upright and removed. Officials are thankful that what could have been a catastrophic tragedy is instead just a major inconvenience. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.